Community Conversation on 95.1 The Bull. I'm Mark Pitts. Our conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. Talking now with Carrie Becker, who is the director of the New Hampton Public Library, and getting an update on a variety of things that they've got coming up. And we're getting close to back-to-school time, and we'll talk to some back-to-school specific events here in just a bit. But you've got a young lady who wants to help kids learn to read by reading with them. Tell us about Macy.
Yes, we had a gal named Macy stop in and volunteer to read with children who are maybe learning to read and need to brush up their skills going back to school, or just anyone who wants to listen to a story. She's happy to sit with kids and read. Macy is available Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, or by appointment. So she'd like you to call the library, please, and set up a time that you can come in and meet with her and do some reading before the kids head back to school.
Shows a lot of initiative on her part.
Amazing young woman. She just thought it sounded like a lot of fun to work with children and help them learn to read. And I just was like, yes, let's do that.
All right. Let's talk more fun for kids at the library. Your Lego Derby coming up on Monday, this Monday, August 11th at 3 p.m.
Yes, the Lego Derby is going to be a lot of fun. So we have a ton of Legos, all the wheels, all the people. Come on in, build yourself a race car. And then, of course, we're going to race against each other. So the more the merrier for this event. If you're coming, bring a friend.
Can you recall what's the largest thing somebody's ever built Lego-wise in the library? Kind of putting you on the spot.
Oh, my. Yes. Well, we had some Lego events where they created stadiums. And so those were probably the biggest masterpieces that we saw. Someone built a soccer stadium out of Legos. And it was really cool. It was on display here for some time. So, yeah.
All right. More back-to-school stuff. Back-to-school safety coming up on August 13th. Tell us about the school bus safety program.
Yes. This is our last safety story time, sponsored by the CPPC. We are going to bring in a real-life school bus to our parking lot and let kids check it out. If your kids are older, it may be old news, but for some of these little guys, they're very excited or maybe a little apprehensive to approach the great big school bus. So we're going to actually get on the school bus. We're going to sing songs. We're going to read books on the school bus and make it a little less scary and friendly for going back to school time. That is on the 13th at 10 a.m. As always, the kids will get a book to take home, and we're actually going to have some backpacks and school supplies. So encourage all the families to come out for our back-to-school story time.
Yeah, and if you've got a young one who's, even if they've been, rode the bus once or twice, or once or one or two school years, let's face it, New Hampton is a rural community, and school buses play a big role in getting kids to and from school, and we want them to feel comfortable.
Absolutely. It's just a good time to warm up to the bus. There'll be I don't know which driver's coming. So that'll be a surprise. We'll get to meet the school bus driver and explore the bus. And like you say, a lot of the kids even just ride the buses between schools. And so that can be intimidating at first. So yeah, we hope that they'll come out and find it friendly and fun.
Carrie, this is part of a grant that you guys received to encourage safety and promote safety for families. You had an event with the Chickasaw County Ambulance. Talk about what the goal is of this program again, obviously safety, but also bringing families together.
Yes. We decided to partner with all of these community agencies like the fire truck and the policeman and the ambulance because they're fabulous resources and those people do keep us safe. But really the goal of the CPPC funding is to keep children individually safe. So we want them safe in their homes and trying to eliminate and minimize child abuse. So activities like family game night actually actively reduce child abuse in families. And we want everyone doing a bedtime story because it's spectacular for literacy, but it also decreases child abuse. So it's all these interesting ways that we can all come together and be less afraid of our police officers and then also get a bedtime story and also get a family game. And all those things work together interconnectedly to reduce child abuse in our community. That's the goal.
Yeah, and you've been able to give out some books and some games with that that just can be an invaluable resource for family bonding.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're trying to do here, strengthen families and raise great, healthy kids in Chickasaw County.
All right. Let's talk about some library programs that that can be of benefit to any age. And you've got a lot of digital resources that you've got to at people's fingertips that that you would love people to take more advantage of.
Absolutely true. A lot of people know about our Dolly Parton Imagination Library. So that's when you register kids under five to get a book sent to their home. Fabulous. That program's doing really well in our community. If you have a child under five, please get them signed up. But that one's going really well. Another one that's doing pretty well is Libby. That's where you can download books with your library card, ebooks and audiobooks, for free from your library. You check them out just like you would a regular book, but it's digital. You can do it from home and take it on the go. That's doing pretty well as well. Canopy is our movie streaming service. A lot of people don't even know we offer it, so I will just keep talking about Canopy. We hope that you will stream movies with your library card like you would on Netflix. You just download the Canopy app. It's spelled K-A-N-O-P-Y. And enter your library card and watch movies and TV shows. They have like something ridiculous, like 100,000 titles. So it's amazing content out there. We want you to check that out. Also, we've got Bonsai, which is a financial literacy tool provided to us by First Citizens Bank. And so that is a great resource for families to talk about saving and budgeting. If you need help as an adult saving and budgeting, go online. They've got programs from little kids to adults. They've got a calculator to help you figure out how to buy a house. Or there's tons of stuff on there. We really want people accessing that. The last one I want to talk about is Mometrics, which is brand new to us, but it's a test-taking prep app. So if you're going to be a nurse, or if you want to go in the Army, or if you any of those professions where you have to take a test to get in, you can study using Mometrics, and it's right on our homepage on our website.
And these programs are free?
Absolutely. They come with your library card, paid for by, like I said, the bank or the library or the State Library of Iowa. So everything that we have offer here is free to our users.
All right. Well, Carrie, let's wrap up by reminding people your library website and your Facebook pages so people can access all this great information.
Awesome. Yeah, check us out on Facebook. It's just New Hampton Public Library. Our website is www.nhpl.weebly.com. And, of course, you can call with any questions at 394-2184.
All right. Carrie, thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Mark.
Carrie Becker, Director of New Hampton Public Library, joining us on Community Conversation, again brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. I'm Mark Pitts for 95.1 The Bull.